Hello, my name is Justine Simon, and I live in South Portland, Maine. 9 months ago, I took a big risk and started a company selling weekly subscriptions for fresh local fish and shellfish direct to Maine customers. I invested all my savings into the business, and it's been hard work every day since. My customers have been really happy to be able to get high-quality local seafood instead of the imported frozen fish that dominates the market today. Almost 90% of the seafood that Mainers eat is imported, and I've been able to win back a slice of market share for fresh local seafood. As my customer base has grown, I've hired my first two employees, and I'm planning to add a few more this summer. The foundation for my business is offshore ground fish, which is sustainably harvested and delicious. My customers love the redfish, haddock, monkfish, pollock, and dabs that these boats bring in. My biggest challenge is that most of the Maine offshore fleet is leaving Maine for Gloucester and Boston or going out of business. My business has started to take off, and the scariest thing for me is if no more fish comes across the docks. I'll have to lay off my employees and either shut my business down or move my business to Massachusetts. Either way, hundreds of my Maine customers will go back to eating imported frozen fish instead of high-quality Maine harvested fresh fish. It's been a huge challenge to start a business, and I hope the committee realizes the power it has over my dreams for the future. On May 1st, the new ground fish quotas come into force, and the vast majority of the high-quality fish are going to be coming from the bountiful offshore stocks. I know I'm small potatoes in this whole conversation, but I hope you'll do your best to keep the offshore trawlers in Maine.
Thank you very much. Any questions from the committee? Seeing none.